الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والله يعلم متقلبكم ومثواكم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال سبحان الله وبحمده في اليوم 100 مرة حطت خطاياه ولو كانت مثل زبد البحر، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the very onset of this human being in this world, every one of us in reality is engaged in what we call a theological battle, acquiring the correct perception, understanding and knowledge is a fundamental challenge that faces every one of us, particularly in this age of scientific and technological leaps and bounds, particularly in the fields of satellite, in the fields of making so-called aspects of knowledge easily accessible. This challenge has been exacerbated. We're almost on a daily level, the very essence of our iman and deen is being challenged. I remember a few years ago, our jamaat was in Canada, in Vancouver. We met one person. We find that in many circles nowadays, the dindar tabqa, those that are concerned to some extent about the protection of the deen of their children, they are opting for home education, opting for a more moderate or a more controlled environment, Muslim schools, etc., to try to protect their children from the challenge of batil that exists out there. So I met this one teacher, Canada, first world country, everything is freely accessible. And then it's a public school. So no form of limitation whatsoever, co-education, access to drugs, access to whatever you want is there. So I asked him, mashallah, he is involved in tabligh, quite a dindar person. I said, what is the, in your understanding, the challenge that faces our Muslim youth today in a public school system in Canada? So he said, Maulana, if I have to sum it up, today's youth are faced with an overload of information. Press one button, you want to know about Darwin's theory of evolution, you want to know about atheism, you want to know about agnosticism, you want to know about moral debauchery, you want to know about human beings behaving like animals. One button, nothing, no restriction whatsoever. This is the type of theological challenge that every human being today in the world, particularly people of Iman, are facing. We can continue to be like an ostrich with our head in the ground and ignore what is going on around us, or we can wake up to the reality. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Badiru bil a'mal, persevere on a'mal, protect your deen. Fitanan ka qita'im min al-layli al-mudlim. He said, fitnas are coming. Fitnas, what kind of fitnas? He said, ka qita'im min al-layli al-mudlim, like sections of a dark night. This analogy, ulama explain, sections of a dark night, they say the transition that occurs from light to darkness every day is not instant. It's not daylight now and suddenly it becomes dark. It's a gradual transition, stealthily, secretly. Every day darkness encroaches till eventually you realize it is completely dark. Like that Rasulullah SAW said, fitnas are coming. Tests, trials, tribulations. What will be the magnitude of these fitnas? يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. He said a man will wake up in the morning with iman, by the evening will be a kafir. Man will wake up a man in the evening will have iman, by the next morning he will have become a kafir. Such a challenge. And let us look around. We are not in a cocoon. Our youth particularly are facing challenges which we can't even imagine. One of the defense mechanisms, one of the great protections that we have been given, that unfortunately today, my respected brothers, the importance of it has come out of our lives, is ta'aleem, knowledge. By knowledge we mean the correct knowledge. Quran, the verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, fa'alam. Allah commands every human being acquire knowledge. Allah commands the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are not free. Every day of your life you have to acquire ilm. You have to acquire knowledge. Why? Because insan is that makhluk. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'a. Other creations of Allah, whether it's a bee, whether it's an insect, whether it's a worm, whether it's a bird, whether it's a lion, whether it's a cheetah, whether it's a leopard, whether it's a wolf, whether it's a fox, whether it's inanimate, whether it's a tree. Quran tells us that every makhluk of Allah, Allah gave that makhluk, that creation, before its creation, the necessary knowledge, correct knowledge. Correct knowledge for it to fulfill its task. Insan, لا تعلمون شيئا. Allah says, we took you out of the womb of your mothers, you had absolutely no knowledge. لا تعلمون شيئا. You had no ilm. You knew nothing. Why? Because you are being tested. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. What direction are you going to go? Who are you going to acquire your knowledge from? You are a clean slate. And from day one, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفِدَةَ. Allah says, we gave you hearing, we gave you sight, we gave you comprehension. Which is the direction you are going to go? One is that which Quran commands us, فَعَلَمْ. Acquire knowledge. Allah says acquire knowledge. But does that mean PhD? Does that mean university? Does that mean school? Does that mean the media? Does that mean blindly follow whatever is told to you? Under the name of science, if Darwin, 1809 to 1883, that fool lived, if he decided, when they took Allah and his Rasulullah out of the equation, they decided, my great-grandfather was some monkey, or was there was one germ, one worm, one insect that split into two and then two into four and random selection occurred. Why the germs and insects still remain and some of them changed, only Allah knows best. Which is the direction we are going to go in? Fa'alam, Allah says acquire knowledge. And fa in Arabic is bima'an al-fawr. Fa bima'an al-fawr. I'alam, acquire this knowledge first. Hada awwalu ilm. Hada bidayatul ilm. This is where knowledge starts. Where does knowledge start? What is real knowledge? And my respected brothers, don't take this question lightly. This is very serious. Your school texts, your media, what you are reading on the internet, daily there is a drive of batil to introduce you to aspects of what is so-called knowledge. We have to rise above all this as La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, as the ummah of the Quran. We have to understand, where does knowledge start? Fa'alam annahu La ilaha illallah. One Zat, one being, is free of every restriction. Huwa al-awwal, wal-akhir, wal-zahir, wal-batin, wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. When Allah introduces us in the Quran to this aspect, that the true source of knowledge is Allah. The one who knows everything is Allah. Look at how Allah addresses this question. Huwa al-awwal, wal-akhir, huwa. Only Allah is the first. Only Allah is the last. Only Allah is apparent. Only Allah is concealed. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beautiful beloved master, explains these expressions in the form of a dua. Allahumma antal awwal falaysa qablaka shay, wa antal akhir falaysa ba'daka shay, wa antal zahir falaysa fawqaka shay, wa antal batin falaysa dunaka shay. O Allah, you are the first, before you there is nothing. You are the last, after you there is nothing. You are apparent, above you there is nothing. You are concealed, concealed from you there is nothing. Allah is the first, bila bidaya, without a beginning. Allah is the last, bila nihaya, without an ending. Everything besides Allah, kullu man alayha fan, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, kullu shay'in halik illa wajha. Whoever it may be, the rulers of the world, the scientists of the world, the academia of the world, those who make all sorts of claims, those who are trying to make this dunya into a paradise, whoever they may be, kullu man alayha fan, marna hai bhai, they will be destroyed. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, every soul will taste death. Quran broadens this concept. Kullu shay, halik illa wajha. Every entity besides Allah, halik will come to an end. Illa wajha, one Allah alone will remain. Absolute knowledge, haqiqi zat, is only Allah. La ilaha illallah. Fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah. Huwa al-awwal, wal-akhir, wal-zahir, wal-batin. Look at the authority of this claim of the Quran. Allah is the first without a beginning. Allah is the last without an ending. Allah is apparent. Above Him there is nothing. Allah is concealed. Concealed from Him there is nothing. And that Zat alone possesses these four qualities. And this is why only He has the right to make this claim. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ Allah has knowledge of everything. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ One verse of the Quran, by the qasam of my Allah, if we understand this one verse, we don't need any other verse to understand the vastness of Allah's knowledge. وَإِنَّهُ مَفَاتِهُ الْغَيْبِ By Allah, the keys to the unseen. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ No one but Allah knows this. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ Everything in the land is in the knowledge of Allah. Everything in the ocean, 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans contains more living organisms than the number of human beings on the surface of the earth. More than 6 billion makhluk Allah has kept in 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans. What is Quran telling us? All that is in the knowledge of Allah. Marine biologists, this is their admission, that after centuries of research, they have only been able to comprehend less than 10% of the makhluk of the oceans. Quran in one sweeping statement, يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ Everything in the land, everything in the ocean is in the knowledge of Allah. مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكْ وَلَا أَكْثَرْ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا Two people whispering, Allah is the third. Three people whispering, Allah is the fourth. Not less than that, not more than that. هُوَ مَعَهُمْ Allah is with you. أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا Wherever you may be. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ A day will come, Allah will inform you every action that you did. Why? Because Allah has knowledge over everything. Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu untha wa ma taghidu al-arham wa ma tazdad wa kullu shay'in 'indahu bi miqdar 'alimul ghaib ash-shahadati al-kabir al-mut'al sawa'un minkum man asarra al-qawl wa man jahara bih wa man huwa mustakhfin bil-layl wa saribun bin-nahar wa asirru qawlakum aw ijharu bih innahu 'alimun bi dhati as-sudur. These are verses, this is Quran. And understand, my respected brothers, this is not some newspaper, or not some scientific journal, not some product of guesswork or ambiguity. This is Quran. And when Quran speaks, وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَا وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ, this is the absolute truth. Allah says, shout, Allah hears you. Whisper, Allah hears you. Close your mouth, let your tongue move, Allah hears you. Shut your tongue, let your heart only move, Allah hears that also. And not just hears, equal. Darkness equal, light equal, above equal, below equal. Every blade of grass equal, every droplet of water equal. Nothing concealed from the knowledge of Allah. How many hair on your body in Allah's knowledge? How many holes, pores in your veins, Allah's knowledge? Every wisp of air, Allah's knowledge. And Allah's knowledge is not acquired. Jibreel, tell me what happened. Mikael, tell me what happened. Israel, tell me what happened. Malakul Maut, tell me what happened. Angel of rainwater, tell me how many rainwaters came down. Angel of in charge of vegetation, tell me how many blades of grass grew today. How many flowers sprouted. How many seeds were put into the ground. No! Allah's knowledge is not acquired. Allah knows everything already. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Everything that enters this earth, everything that comes out of this earth, everything that comes down from the heaven, everything that goes back to the heavens, all this is in the knowledge of Allah. And look at the pukar. Look at the authority, look at the vehemence, look at the taqat of this statement. When Allah calls out, أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِنْ اللَّهِ أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِنْ اللَّهِ, schools, university, media, systems of batil, insan, you are makhluk, you are created from a drop of dirty fluid. Allah challenges you and calls out, do you have more knowledge, أَمِنْ اللَّهِ, or does Allah have more knowledge? Whose knowledge are you going to rely upon? Today, unfortunately, there are two extremes. One is that extreme that wants to gain its knowledge from the internet. One is that extreme that wants to gain its knowledge where it challenges the Quran, the knowledge of Allah. And then there is the other extreme. And what is that extreme? Living a life where we are not even interested in acquiring knowledge. This cry and lament, ilm and zikr, I spoke about this last week also. Third point of tabligh, by insan, deen seekhne se aate hai. You have to learn. Learn the correct knowledge. Learn to speak about Allah. Learn to speak about the sifat of Allah, the attributes of Allah, that halqa of ta'aleem that takes place in your masjid. Don't regard it lightly. This call, establish halqa of ta'aleem in every home of the ummah. Don't regard it lightly. Allah elevated humanity on the basis of knowledge. Adam alayhi salam's superiority over malaika was established on what basis? How were the malaika convinced that insan is superior to you? وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah says, ilm. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the cave of Hira, the angel comes. اقرأ, read. ما أنا بقاري, says I cannot read. فغطني فأخذني فغطني حتى بلغ مني الجهد. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says the angel caught hold of me, squeezed my chest. حتى بلغ مني الجهد, I thought my ribs will break. ثم قال اقرأ, second time, read. ما أنا بقاري, I cannot read. فَأَخَذَنِي فَغَطَّنِي حَتَّى بَلَغَ مِنِّي الْجُهُدْ, second time, embraced him. حَتَّى بَلَغَ مِنِّي الْجُهُدْ. اِقْرَأْ, third time. مَا أَنَا بِقَارِي, I cannot read. فَأَخَذَنِي فَغَطَّنِي حَتَّى بَلَغَ مِنِّي الْجُهُدْ, three times. اِقْرَأْ. And then finally, after the third time, اقرا باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الانسان من علق اقرا وربك الاكرم. Hadith Quran put together 5 times this command, اقرا 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 اقرا. What does اقرا mean? اقرا doesn't just mean read. اتلو, we find in the Quran, اتلو ما اوحي اليك من الكتاب واقم الصلاه. اتلو is تلاوت. Allah could have said اتلو. اتلو means read. اقرا, ulama explain, read with comprehension, read with understanding, read having acquired knowledge. First command, first revelation, Allah could have said, make ibadat, fast. Yet, what is singled out? What is the foundation of deen? What is the foundation of Islam? What is the foundation of revelation? Knowledge, ilm, iqra. In other words, read with comprehension. Read having acquired knowledge from the beginning. And today we are an ummah, we are completely complacent. So far as deen is concerned, what I knew 10 years ago and what I know now is exactly the same, and I'm not even worried. Hasan Basri rahimahullah mentions the riwayat, Mursal riwayat. ذكر لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلان من بني إسرائيل. مولانا يوسف صاحب رحمة الله عليه in his Hayat al-Sahaba, he mentions this incident, mentions this riwayat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked to compare two people from the Bani Israel. Look at what description is given. أحدهما عالم, one who acquired the knowledge of deen. How much ibadat would he make? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told, Yusallil maktuba, he would just make his five farz, he would just make his faraiz, that's it, yusallil maktuba, only faraiz. Fayajlis, fayuallimin nas al khair, and the rest of the time, disseminating the knowledge of deen. Ilm. The other person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told, abid, a man who day and night is in ibadat, day and night is in the worship of Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told to teach this ummah the importance of knowledge. My master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked, compare these two people. What is the response? Allahu Akbar, it's difficult to try to do justice to explain this hadith or the translation. Fadlu, my Nabi said, Fadlu, hadal alim, the virtue of this particular alim that you're talking about. Yusallil, my Nabi enunciates this, Yusallil maktuba, he only makes his faraiz. Thumma yajlis, fayuallimin nas al khair. And thereafter, ilm, 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 disseminating the knowledge of deen. His comparison, ala hadhal abid, compared to this abid that you told me about. Alladhi yaqumul layl wa yasumun nahar, who every day fasts and every night is in tahajjud, whole night, Isha and Fajr with one wuzu. For that ummah there was only two salah, but whatever it was, whole night ibadat, whole day fasting. My Nabi said the comparison of these two people, kafadli ala adnakum. He says their comparison is like comparing me with the lowest of the lowest of the lowest amongst you. Look at this comparison. Fadli ala adnakum. What importance of knowledge. And today, unfortunately, this shaitani chakkar has caught hold of us. That we think knowledge and ilm is the domain of darulums only, or institutions only. This is when the pressures of environment have conditioned our thinking. There was no darulums in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Medina was a moving madrasa. Every home of Medina was a moving madrasa. Masjid al-Nabawi was a moving madrasa. Sahaba moved in the path of Allah. They moved with the knowledge of deen. Inna rahal islami daira, faduru ma'al kitabi haythu dar. He said the chakki, the grinding mill of Islam has started moving. Faduru ma'al kitab haythu dar. He said, take my Quran and take this deen and move with it. Ballighu anni walau aya. He said, make tabligh, pass the knowledge on. Even if you know one ayat, you don't have to be hafiz or alim. This is a shaitani chakkar where we've restricted the acquisition of knowledge to the domain of only institutions or ulama. Islam advocates knowledge from day one. First revelation, iqra. From day one, and the lives of Sahaba are replete with examples of this. Time constraints, I'm going to mention two incidents. Bedar hokar sun lo bhai. Listen with attention. Listen with comprehension. Listen without the shackles of preconceived ideas. Every one of us, whether you are young or old, are required every day to acquire knowledge. May Allah fill the qabr of Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi with nur. That Allah use that banda to bring this ummah slowly back. Third point of tabligh, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr. This is not some jamaat organization, bhai. Har musliman ki zarurat hai. It's a need of every Muslim. Deen seekhne se aate. You don't wake up a driver or a swimmer. You have to learn. Allah's Rasul saw one youngster walking. He was walking in front of an old man. He asked him, bhai, who's that person? Allahu Akbar. That youngster says, Ya Rasulullah, that is my father. Immediately, what does Rasulullah say? Never walk in front of him. Never sit before him. And never call him by his name. What is this? Ta'aleem, ta'aleem, ta'aleem. Youngster, the son of Umm Salma from a previous marriage. He says, I was a little boy eating in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Immediately, Ya Ghulam, oh beautiful youngster, oh my beloved youngster, Sammillah. When you eat, say Bismillah. Kul bi aminik, eat with your right hand. Kul mimma yalik, eat what is near you. Where is this ta'aleem today in our lives? Do we even know the ahadith? Do we even take the trouble? Somebody gives us some complex legal document, we'll pay a lawyer to interpret it for us. The person is a five-time musalli for 30 years. He doesn't know the meaning of Surah Fatiha also. I'm not here to run anybody down. But this mindset that knowledge is the domain of some institution or some select group, Islam does not advocate that. Every Muslim from day one, every second, is a sponge for knowledge. The correct knowledge. Look at the manner in which we are depriving ourselves. Like I said, two incidents, time is limited. The narrator of one, Qabisa bin Mukhariq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Qabisa ibn Mukhariq, ataytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why have I mentioned this particular incident? Look at the description. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does he say? Ya Rasulullah. Ya Qabisa, ma jabik. When he approaches Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Qabisa, why have you come? Qabisa, why have you come? What does he say? Kabira sinni, raqqa azmi. Ya Rasulullah, I am gone very old. I am gone very old. Kabira sinni. Raqqa azmi, my bones are frail, bent. In other words, I'm on the last stage of life now. I'm gone old. Brain cells are dead. Jituka litu'allimani ma yanfa'uni Allahu bi. Ya Rasulullah, in this condition, I have come to you to acquire the knowledge of deen. Today what we say, the brain cells are dead, early dementia, early onset of Alzheimer's, so can't learn anything now, it's too late for me. No. What is the sahabi saying? Kabira sinni, raqqa azmi, I am gone old, my bones are frail, brain cells are dying. I have come to acquire the knowledge of deen. What is the reaction? Ya Qabisa, ma marrata bihajar, wala shajar, wala madar, illa staghfara lak. Qabisa, every stone that you passed, every tree that you passed, every clump of clay that you passed, made dua and maghfirat for you. Why? Because you have come to acquire the knowledge of deen. And then look at our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today that is another musibat. What musibat? When we decide to acquire knowledge, we start asking all ridiculous questions. Things that are totally not pertinent. Like they give one example. They say there was this group of husband and wife, three couples. They were traveling somewhere. Highway robber caught all of them, cut off all their heads and stole their possessions. Threw the heads on one side, the bodies on the other side. When Allah Wala later came past, he saw the sight. He got very, very disturbed. So what he did, he made two rakats namaz and made dua. Thereafter, he took the head of each one, attached it to the body, and Allah brought them to life. But because he didn't know the people, he put the head of A on the body of B, and the head of B on the body of C. So someone asked the question to the Mufti, bhai, what is the position with the nikah? So that Mufti sahab was astute. He said, bhai, when such a thing happens, that time you must come and ask me. In other words, unnecessary. Today, that is another challenge. totally unnecessary things, instead of acquiring what is necessary, then what we say, Fazail-e Amal, find one new kitab. Why do you know what is in Fazail-e Amal? Are you practicing on it? My Nabi said, if you knew the value of Salah in the first saf, you will draw swords, yet you are masbuk. If you knew the value of Takbir-e-Ula, the businessmen of the Tabi'een, 20, 30 years would not pass, except before the Azan they were in the masjid. Today where are you? That suddenly you're looking for something else besides Fazail-e Amal. Nevertheless, look at how Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brings himself down to the need of Qabisa. Qabisa is an old person. Today you meet old people, what's the first thing they tell you? Allah buri maut se bacha de. Allah muhtaj ki se. How many times you meet your old mother, your old father, they tell you, make dua, Allah must save me from dependence. Why? Because today that poor woman or elderly father or mother has to be scared, because now, mashallah, this youngster of today, instead of understanding that when my mother reaches old age, that is an opportunity for me to earn my jannat, he's already thinking about some old age home. That is the culture of batil, first world countries, old age home. Today it has entered Islam, Allah forgive us. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah mentions in his kitab al-birri wa-sila, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba, he said to them, that when somebody spends his wealth in the path of Allah, listen to this, when somebody spends his wealth in the path of Allah, Allah will reward him 700,000 times. And then my Nabi said to sahaba, should I not show you something that will get you greater reward than spending your wealth in the path of Allah? Sahaba said, what is it? He said, it is your old parents. The money that you will spend on your parents when they become old, reach old age. They are not a burden. They are your jannat. Today the old parents are scared, because the youngster will hold the collar of his father and say, what did you ever do for me? The young girl will bark at her mother and say to her, you are barking like a dog. Where in the culture of Islam we find this? Why? Because we never taught them. We never made them sit when they were young. We never read the ahadith. We never read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Taaleem in our home was what? The TV and internet was not call Allah and call Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we are crying afterwards. What were the seeds that we planted? This is the question we have to ask ourselves. This is not a tablighi jamaat agenda that you must have taaleem in your home. Why? Come out of that deception. Old people today, that is the concern. Allah save me from muhtajgi. Allah save me from buri maut. Allahu Akbar, look at our beautiful master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does he tell Qabisa? You could have told, I came to learn. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him Quran, hadith, so many things. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell him? Qabisa, first challenge for old person, Fajr Salah, Fajr Salah, Fajr Salah. So my Nabi said, Qabisa, idha sallayta subha, when you read your Fajr Salah with Jamaat, after Fajr Salah, I want you to say three times. Not some long thing. Simple. Simple. Say, Subhanallahil Azim wa bihamdihi. Qul ba'da salati subhi thalathan. Say three times after Fajr Salah. Subhanallahil Azim wa bihamdihi. How long did that take? Subhanallahil Azim wa bihamdihi. This is what we call ilm and zikr. Ilm and zikr. Learn fadail. Sit in the halqa of ta'aleem. Learn and then make zikr, means obey, implement. Kullu muti'in zakir. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he says to sahaba, ayyukum yastati'u an ya'mala mithla jabali uhad kulla yawm. He said, oh my sahaba, do any one of you have the ability to do equivalent to the mountain of Uhud every day? Sahaba was shocked. Mountain of Uhud every day? Man minna yastati. Ya Rasulullah, this is not possible. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kullukum yastati'unahu. Every one of you has the ability to do the mountain of Uhud every day. Sahaba said, ma hiya ya Rasulullah, what is it, O Nabi of Allah? He said, subhanallahil azim wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahil azim mithla jabali Uhud. Subhan alhamdulillah mithla jabali Uhud. La ilaha illallah mithlu jabali Uhud. Allah's zikr, ilm and zikr. He said, Subhanallah al-Azim is equivalent to the mountain of Uhud. Alhamdulillah, mountain of Uhud. Allahu Akbar, mountain of Uhud. One hadith, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, Man qala subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Somebody who says subhanallahi wa bihamdihi fil yawm miata marra, in a day 100 times. Huttat khatayahu walau kana misla zabadil bahar. My Nabi said, Allah will wipe away all your sins, even if your sins be as many as the foam of the waves of the ocean. How long does it take? Man qala hina yusbih or yumsi subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. The one who will say morning or evening subhanallahi wa bihamdihi mi'ata marra, 100 times. What does my Nabi say? Ya'ti yawm al-qiyamah. He will come before Allah on the day of judgment and no one will have equal reward to him, except the one who has done the same thing. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi mi'ata marra. Zikr, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr. Time is, we already run out of time just to complete this incident. The point is not just one Juma talk. Today cry tears of blood. We are told come early for Juma. Every step Allah is giving you 1 year's salah reward. 1 year's fasting reward if you will come early for Juma. And yet at the time of Juma, one time in the week we get a chance to listen to something, masjid is empty. Why? Because mashallah we are very busy. We got a lot of things to do, a lot of commitments. This is when the value of deen has come out and we are losing out on these pearls. Deen is not difficult, deen is easy. Don't make it difficult. What does my Nabi? Qabisa, after Fajr Salah. Read your Fajr Salah with Jamaat, that's the first thing. After Fajr Salah, 3 times. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. What will happen? Du'afa min al-ama wal-juzam wal-falij. Through this simple amal, Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdi, will take you 10 seconds, 3 times after Fajr Salah. Sadiqul Mastuq, Mubashir Nadir, Da'il Allah, wa ma yantiqu anil hawa, in huwa illa wahyu yuha. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah will protect you from paralysis. Allah will protect you from blindness of old age. Allah will protect you from leprosy. In other words, debilitating illness. Allah will protect you from being muhtaj. Allah will protect you from dependence. What is your protection? A'mal, a'mal, a'mal. Ilm and zikr, knowledge and zikr. Protection has been kept in this. And then to complete this riwayat, I've run out of time. My Nabi told Qabisa, recite this dua then. And Allahu Akbar, what a dua. The trouble today is we are not prepared to learn. We are not, even that shock is not there. Allahumma inni as'aluka mimma indak wa afidh alayya min fadlik wa anshur alayya rahmatak wa anzil alayya min barakatik. How long did it take? Not even 1 minute. And look at this dua. Fazl of Allah, rahmat of Allah, barakat of Allah. O Allah, I ask you, mimma indak, everything that is by you. Wa afidh alayya min fadlik, let your fadl, your virtue rain down upon me. Wanshur alayya rahmatak, O Allah, let your mercy rain down upon me. Wa anzil alayya min barakatik, and O Allah, send down your barakat and your blessings to me. In one sentence, fadl, rahmat, barakat, and the ocean of Allah's treasures. Such a dua, in 1 minute my Nabi taught this elderly sahabi who says, my bones are frail, my brain is gone past the stage where I can learn. Till the last breath of our lives, we are given this protection and fortress. Ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr. The humble appeal I am making, my respected brothers, if we can't take one kitab, we're not prepared to learn, then at least the halqa of ta'aleem that is taking place in our masjid every day. And 15, 20 minutes, doesn't have to be long, halqa of ta'aleem in every home of the ummah. Each one of us make this niyat to establish this. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirna.